Game day.
This is the best part of our whole favorite part of the entire day.
Reading your mind.
It's all ours, baby. It's a commitment to excellence kind of thing.
All right, we'll see you after practice. Bye.
Going amazing.
Got it. Here we go.
Obsessed. Love it. You did a great job.
I'm Brandy and I'm from Alameda, California. I'm currently working as an internal audit and a financial advisory consultant. What I love about that job is that I do feel really challenged, and at the end of the day, I feel really proud about the work that I've accomplished for the day, and I think that's the most rewarding aspect of it. I grew up loving the Raiders. My uncle, who's a season ticket holder, was invited to tour the Raiders facility. And he couldn't make it at the time, so he invited my mom and me and two of my cousins to go in his place. And at the end of the tour, there were two Raiderettes there, and they approached me and really encouraged me to audition for the team.
That's actually the moment that I decided I was going to try out for the team. The Raiderette came up to me and she was like, "I really want you to try out next month." And I was like, "I'm still in school, but that's only my biggest dream ever."
That was it. I trained for the next year, and I auditioned for my rookie season with the Raiderettes. My second year on the team, I was selected as the Bud Light Raiderette. All of the pillars around the Coliseum were decked out with these larger-than-life posters, and I remember the first time I walked up and saw it with my dad, it was totally an overwhelming emotional experience, and we had family members from all across California that would come across those posters just out at eating establishments, and they sent in pictures, and now they're all looped together in one big album.
Hi, I'm Jen, and I am originally from Mooresville, North Carolina. I'm now living in the South Bay area. The only family that I have out here is my black lab, Diesel. I had talked about moving and I was interviewing for my professional career and decided to audition as well. I've lived in North Carolina my entire life, and so moving out here will be definitely a life-changing experience. When I made the team, it sealed the deal that I needed to be here. I work at Yahoo, and part of the reason that I wanted to be at Yahoo is because of the turnaround that's going on right now. We have Marissa Meyer at the helm, and we have a legacy of over 20 years, and to be able to push forward has been really cool. It's been really great to, you know, I can drive 20 miles and be at the beach in one area and then drive to Napa Valley in an hour. There's just so much to see and so much to do here, and the culture and the diversity and just everything has been a really great new experience for me.
Hi, I'm Jacqueline. I'm from Fairfield, California. When I was younger, growing up in a dance studio, we had a friend that was training for his black belt in Kaju Kempo martial arts. Quickly, I grew to fall in love with it. It was something that forced me to step out of my comfort zone. For me, martial arts is extremely important. It's not just about learning moves. Truthfully, martial arts is a lifestyle. It's a mindset that each day, each step, each movement, we are completely and 100% present, and making sure that anything that we put forth is at our best. Being a Raiderette is definitely a dream come true. I've danced all over the Bay Area, taught all over the Bay Area, and there used to be a really big billboard in Emeryville with, I believe her name was Natalie. She was on as the Bud Light girl. And every time I drove past that, I would say to myself, I want to be there one day. And every time I would drive by the Coliseum, I would get super excited and I would tell myself, that's where I'm going to work one day. There's so much tradition and so much history, and I've enjoyed learning it, and I am so happy to say I'm now a part of it.
Today is our photo shoot for the 2015 swimsuit calendar, and I'm having an awesome time. It's so much fun.
Buying or selling NFL tickets? Visit NFLTicketExchange.com, the only official ticket exchange of the NFL where 100% of tickets are verified by Ticketmaster.
There's a lot of girls. We'll see how it goes.
Hello.
My name is Kelly, and I'm from Brentwood, California. I grew up dancing my whole life. It is my absolute passion. I'm going to school for business management and marketing. I hope to one day own my own dance studio so I can continue on with that passion. My dad was a Raiders fan, so I was kind of born into the Raider family, which I absolutely loved. I was all for it when I was younger, and I'm all for it now. I went to a few games with my dad. All I focused on was the Raiderettes. I would just look at them in complete awe. I knew a few Raiderettes in the past, and I've always wondered, like, if that could be me. It's always been a goal of mine in the back of my head. I went and I auditioned, and it turned out to be one of the best decisions I've made.
A unique fact about me is that I actually was a professional contemporary dancer at the age of 17.
For the prelim audition, I didn't know what to expect, really, obviously being a rookie. So we went in and we stood in front of a panel of judges, and we just tried to make our best impression on them so that we could be asked back for the second day of auditions.
My name is Jamie, and I'm from Oakley, California. I work at a tumbling gym, and I coach kids from ages 3 till as old as you want to be to tumble. I'm also going to school full-time to be a nurse. My whole family are Raider fans. We used to go to each other's houses every weekend and watch the game, eat lots of food. I remember being little and wearing my little Raiderette uniform. I've been competitive cheering since I was 7, and I did lots of tumbling. I was one of the stronger tumblers on my team. And once my mom convinced me to try out, I started practicing a lot, going to dance classes and just getting prepared. The first prelim auditions were very nerve-wracking, just being around so many girls that are just so beautiful, and you just try to make the best impression you can in such little time.
Final auditions was so overwhelming and nerve-wracking for me. I wanted to be on the team so badly.
Auditions never really get easier. You know, they know who you are, they have an idea of what you can do, but you also have so much more to lose because you know what's at stake.
Raiderette auditions are a roller coaster ride of emotions.
You really want to show why you deserve to come back.
We're about to go up with my one day interview.
I grew up watching the Bond series with my dad.
The interview process is very nerve-wracking just because you don't know what they're going to ask you. You don't have anything prepared. You're just kind of winging it.
I would definitely take more time to enjoy the little things. I think it's very easy to get caught up in the bigger picture.
The pressure of having to learn a routine and get up and perform in front of people that you do not know, it can get the best of you.
You only have that short little bit of time to prove that you've done all of the work and prepared and done everything that you could to feel like you're putting forth your best effort to make the team. I just breathe and clear my head and hope for the best.
Once the music starts, my mind goes blank instantly. It becomes muscle memory.
This is that ice cold Michelle, fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good girls, straight masterpieces. Styling, wildin', living it up in the city. Got Chucks on with Saint Laurent, gotta kiss myself, I'm so pretty.
Once the dance was over, it's like you snap back into reality. Like, whoa, did that just happen?
I appreciate you all coming out and giving us your best. It's very difficult to make decisions. Once I call your number, if you would, please take the escalator downstairs. We will take a group photo, and we'll also give you some more information coming up for the 2015 season.
When I found out I was on the team for a fourth season, I was overjoyed. I was so happy.
When I found out I made the team, I was in shock. I remember not even having a facial expression just because I was so surprised.
It's a really cool feeling to know that you're going to be able to be a part of the team and cheer on the sidelines and be a part of all of the great opportunities that we have for an entire second season is just, it's incredible.
Shooting the black and white calendar was something new for the Raiderettes. It's the first time we've ever done it.
It's not every day we get to get all glammed up and have a team full of people here to make us look amazing.
Obsessed. Love it.
You did a great job.
Thank you.
Today's our photo shoot for the 2015 swimsuit calendar, and I'm having an awesome time. It's so much fun.
Shooting the black and white calendar was something new for the Raiderettes. It's the first time we've ever done it. And it is very spicy.
Nice.
I remember when Jeanette was bringing out the different clothes for us to try on, I saw this really bomb jacket, and I kept crossing my fingers that it would be for me, and it was, so I could not have been more excited.
Walking into the photo shoot this morning, I was definitely nervous and excited. It's not every day we get to get all glammed up and have a team full of people here to make us look amazing.
I had a lot of fun. It was more of a tomboy look, which is a little bit more appropriate to who I am and my style.
It's going amazing.
Oh, it was me again.
This is my first time doing a photo shoot ever, and I had a lot of fun.
You got it. Good job. Well done.
Once I got in full hair and makeup and I was in my outfit, all the nerves went away and I was just really excited. Our photographer that we had was awesome, and our director, Jeanette, was behind the scenes as well, and it made me feel so at ease and so comfortable.
Obsessed. Obsessed. Love it.
You did a great job.
Thank you.
Well done.
So I just finished my individual portion of the shoot. All my teammates are looking stunning. It's beautiful.
From the rookies to the veterans, they've been on point, having practiced their poses. They've came prepared. They're really great. Done a good job.
Our photographer and the staff set was super on top of their game because everybody looked amazing.
It's an in-studio calendar. The great part about doing that is really being able to emphasize each pose that we do and really making it come to life exactly how we want to see it.
What are you doing?
What you were doing, okay.
Don't move around anything.
Okay,
go ahead and pose first. You got it.
Like sideways.
Then. Yeah, okay. So, but the other side?
So okay. Opposite of your hair swoop.
Okay.
I was really excited because I got to wear a hat, and very natural for me because I typically live in a hat on the weekends.
So excited. Glad that this day is finally here. We've been counting down for a while now.
It was a really great experience in that everyone was supportive on the actual shoot. And so you really feel like you have that sense of confidence going on.
It embodies a Raiderette, absolutely, from the cover to cover. I think you can see a little bit of personality that we bring to the field, as well as what a true Raider fan really is.
Shooting the calendar is a lot of fun, but what being a Raiderette is all about is stepping onto that field for game day.
That's a wrap.
When I wake up for game day is always a rush of emotions.
There's music playing, smiles everywhere.
Touchdown, Raiders!
Ready for practice? And nah.
The practices are what make us look so great on game day, but it's also the leadership that's in place. They really make sure that we look good.
We have Jeanette Thompson, who's our director. She is one of the most tenured Raiderettes ever, so she knows what it's like to be on the field. She knows what we're all going through, so she has our best interests at heart.
Y'all good?
Yeah. All right, have fun.
We have our own two choreographers, Shauna and Laura, who were also Raiderettes.
Down, crossover, you're going to lift up onto your releve.
Because they're coming up with their own really fierce choreography, you're not going to see any of the routines we're doing on our field anywhere else.
All of the Raiderettes and our coaches come ready to work. So the energy can feel intense, but it's only because we want to look our best and be ready for performing on game day.
5, 6, 7, 8.
Practices are a lot of hard work. We learn lots of new material all the time, so you have to stay on top of things and work hard.
We have a lot of work that needs to get done, and so it's time to get to business and stay extremely professional.
It's not the type of thing where you can just show up. It's an intense practice, and it's 3 times a week, and you have to be mentally prepared for that and physically prepared for that, and you're earning your way out there on the field. Sunday morning when I wake up for game day, that is always a rush of emotions.
As you're pulling up, you see Raider fans already lined up.
Barbecue grills are already smoking. There's music playing, smiles everywhere.
I had one guy doing our autumn wind cheer. It was awesome.
The butterflies start to just pour in.
So at 7:30, we do our roll call, and then we make sure that everything looks good for the game today.
We kind of hang out with each other, enjoy each other's company.
Everyone is looking forward to the game and being out there. It's a lot of emotions at once, and you just have to channel that into smiles and excitement.
My first game was really exciting because I have actually never been to a Raider game before. So my first Raider game was on the field. So that was definitely exciting. I had so much fun out there in front of Raider Nation.
Stepping onto the field for the first time, I was just trying to soak in every last minute of it.
Car down the side. It's Amari Cooper. He may go 20, 10, 5.
Performing in front of the Raider Nation is hype. It is so hype. Our fans are by far the best. They have a great time and they make it all the more fun.
It's incredible to be out on the field and perform for such a great fan base, but also as a football fanatic, it's incredible to be that close to the action and really feel like you're a part of game day.
Stepping onto the field is always something really emotional for me. I love this team. I love being a Raiderette. I try to soak up everything that I can.
I think being a Raiderette, it's made me be a more outgoing person. I'm definitely more friendly and more giving ever since I've started this process. It's definitely an experience I'll treasure for the rest of my life.
It changed me in so many ways, definitely for the better. I think there's so much out there in this universe available to us, and
Whether we think we can get it or not is not the question. It's are we ready to try? The thing I will remember most is the sense of family that being part of the Raiders organization brings to you, and it's so special to be a part of something like this.
I think some of the things that will stay really close with me for a lifetime is the sense of sisterhood that this team has. So to be a part of that for the rest of my life, I think that's really the biggest thing.
Years from now, I'm going to remember the thrill of performing on the field, and I think most importantly, how much I loved this, and I'm going to remember how it feels to be in that uniform, and I'm going to know that I loved being a Raiderette.
Buying or selling NFL tickets? Visit NFLTicketExchange.com, the only official ticket exchange of the NFL where 100% of tickets are verified by Ticketmaster.
This has been a presentation on the Team of the Decades, presented by Silver and Black Productions.